we're picking up on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, seven lines down from the wide lines in the middle of the page. Earlier in the Amud, we had been talking about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in terms of when you stop saying Mashiv Baruch and v'sei Talamatra, that the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph implied or said that we stop on the first day of Pesach, but the Mishnah on Daf Hamud Aleph said that we stop only once all of Pesach passes, and we were discussing different ways to resolve that contradiction. Where now the Gemara now is going to talk about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in terms of when we begin saying these phrases in Shemona Esrei. So again, starting seven lines down on the wide lines, Am Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we begin saying at Musaf Mashiv Haruach on the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shemini Atzeres. Like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Amalei Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yassi, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." But did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Did he really pass him like Rabbi Yochanan? Vatzna, but we learned in a Mishnah on Daf Yud, which we'll learn later. B'shloshiv Mar Cheshvan Sholan Es Agasham. We begin asking for rain and saying V'Sein Talamatar on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel Amar B'Shiva, but Rabbi Gamliel says on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. V'Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "Halachik Rabbi Gamliel, we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel." So we see that we pass and that we don't begin asking for rain until the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that we begin on Shemini Atzeres, which is much earlier, 2 weeks earlier about? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yassi responded, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis, are you asking from one man or another man, one person to another person? Who says that Rabbi Yochanan has to agree to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, they're both Amorai, Rabbi Yochanan can argue in Rabbi Elazar. So even if Rabbi Elazar paskins, we start on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Yochanan can paskin, we start on Shemini Atzeres. They simply argue. There's no, you can't ask a question. That's Gemara's first answer. Eboy Seima, or you could answer as follows. Lokasha kan lishol kan lahaskir. No, there's a difference. There's no difficulty because there's a difference between asking for rain, the phrase of a Saint Talamatar, and that, in fact, we begin on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, as Rav Gamliel said. But in terms of mentioning and saying Mashiv HaRuach, that we begin on Shemini Atzeres as Rabbi Yochanan paskind. So the Gemara says, can we really make this distinction between Mashiv HaRuach and the Saint Halomatar? V'ham Rav Yochanan, didn't Rav Yochanan say, B'makam Sheshoel Mazkir, that whenever you ask for rain, whenever you say the Saint Halomatar, you also say the phrase of Mashiv HaRuach, and vice versa, when we assume. Whenever you say Mashiv HaRuach, you should say the Saint Halomatar. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu Lahav Saka Itmar. That was said regarding stopping, meaning when we end saying the Saint Halamatar Mashiv HaRuach, we will stop both of them on the same day. However, in terms of beginning, on what date do we begin to say them, there perhaps you could say there's a difference, and we'll begin Mashiv HaRuach on Shemini Atzeres, but we won't begin the Saint Halamatar until the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So the Gemara says, can you really say that? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, he himself said, Hischil Lahazkir Maschil Lishol, when you begin to say Mashiv HaRuach, you begin to say V'Sein Talamatar, Pasik Mi Lishol, Posik Mi Lahazkir, and when you stop saying V'Sein Talamatar, you stop saying Mashiv HaRuach. You see, the Rabbi Yochanan held that Mashiv HaRuach and V'Sein Talamatar go hand in hand together, both when we begin saying them and when we end saying them. We never split them up. So again, what's another way to resolve these contradictions in terms of how we paskin? Elo, rather, lo kasha, there's no difficulty. Halan, halahu. This is referring to us, meaning us, we who live in Bavel, halahu, and this is referring to them, meaning those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, in Bavel, when they only needed the rain later in the year, they both began asking for rain and saying Mashiv HaRuach only on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. And it was in Bavel where Rav Yochanan said that we never split up Mashiv HaRuach or V'Sein Talamatar. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where they needed the rain earlier, wanted the rain earlier, there they would begin saying Mashiv HaRuach all the way earlier on Shemini Atzeres. And in Eretz Yisrael, indeed, there was a difference between when they began saying Mashiv HaRuach and when they began saying V'Sein Tal Umatar. So the Gemara says, Maishna Ladidan, why are we different? Why is it that we don't want rain till later in the year. De'isan peri bedabra, because we have fruits and grain out in the fields, and therefore we don't want it to rain before we can bring them in. So l'didhu, according to them, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, nami isu oli regalim, they have people who come up to Yerushalayim for Sukkot, for the regal, and they're leaving, traveling back to their hometowns after Sukkot, so they too really shouldn't want rain immediately after Sukkot, because that would make travel hard when people are returning back to their homes. So you say, no, ki kam Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan say this, that in Eretz Yisrael they would begin saying right away, Mashiva Ruach, that's only Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's only nowadays when there's no more Beis HaMikdash and people really aren't going up to Yerushalayim anymore. So that we say, Hashdas V'Hachi, now that you say this, and now that you point out there's a difference between before and after the Beis HaMikdash stood, you can say, Hava Haladidhu, that all of our Yochanan's statements are referring to Eretz Yisrael. V'lo Kasha, and there's no contradiction. Why? Kam Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That when did Rav Yochanan say that we begin everything at the same time, and we begin saying Mashivurach and the Saint Talamater both on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, we delay both. That's in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were traveling back and forth from Yerushalayim, and therefore they wanted the rain a little later to not make it more difficult for those traveling. And Khan, and when did Rav Yochanan say that we pass on like Rav Yehuda and we say Mashiv Aruch all the way early on Shemini Atzeres? That's Khan Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's even in Eretz Yisrael, but when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing. And therefore, we're not worried about travelers, so we can begin saying Mashiv Aruch earlier, even earlier than we say V'sein Tal Umatar. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, the fifth wide line in Rashi, towards the end of the line, Halacha, Rav Yehuda, right, Rav Asi, and then Rav Yochanan passing Rav Yehuda, Da'amar, however, the Shnei Teva, referring to the Rehuda of our first mission, Daf Beis Manalaf, that we begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot. So, Yimim, Rav Yochanan, Hachid, Rav Yochanan, let's say this, Da'alach, Rav Yehuda, Damask, Rav Yontav, Achran, that we pass on Rav Yehuda, that we say Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, but the Mishnah, Daf Yud, says that we begin saying the same talamater but shloshah but mar cheshvan and the third of mar cheshvan hachli kimlehu dahavlu zman gesham, because that's when they established and figured out that's the proper time for the rainy season when the rain should begin. Halacha k'rabban gamliel and Rav Elazar they're passing like gamliel de'eno shoal ad shiva mar cheshvan, we only begin asking on the 7th of mar cheshvan the kasalka daitach, and right now the gemara is assuming and thinking the b'makam shu shoal mazkir, that whenever you begin asking, that's the same time you begin saying Mashiva Ruach. Adem Mashanei Lechemon, until later we'll answer that no, there's a difference between them. Kan Lishol, that when do we say we begin on 7th of Mar Cheshvan? That's to ask. B'Shiva Mar Cheshvan, the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. B'Kan Mahaskar, this is only saying Mashiva Ruach, meaning Miyantav Ha'acharon, on the last day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, if Rabbi Yochanan easily to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan can easily hold of the Psak of Rabbi Elazar, that we pass on the Rabban Gamliel, that we begin asking on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. I, v'ham Rav Yochanan, b'makom sheshoel maskir. Rav Yochanan himself said that whenever we ask for rain, we also say Mashiva Ruach. U'b'makom she'eno sheshoel eino maskir, and the implication is whenever we don't ask for rain, we don't say Mashiva Ruach. V'heichi am Rav Yochanan halacha k'Rav Yehuda, and how Rav Yochanan say we passing like Rav Yehuda, shemaskir b'yom tov ha'acharon, it says that we begin asking on the last day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, Haleka she'ila, there is no asking on Yontiv. De'ein omer brichas hashana b'yontiv, because we don't say barich aleinu on Yontiv. This Rashi is just adding a point and pointing out that the Gemara's question is not only going according to the second answer in the Gemara, that there's a difference between Mashiv Aruach and the Saint Talamater, that Mashiv Aruach begins in the last day of Sukkot, and the Saint Talamater begins only later on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Rashi's pointing out, even according to the first answer, that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's psak, and perhaps Rabbi Yochanan holds we say the same talamater immediately following Sukkot, the next day right after Sukkot, still we have a problem, because how can we even separate Mashiva Ruach and the same talamater by a day? Rabbi Yochanan said we start them at the same time, so how can we say Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Yontiv, but we're not saying the same talamater on the last day of Yontiv? So then the Gemara says, no, lahafsaka. Itmar Rav Yochanan only meant to say they go hand in hand in terms of their end time. The kshu mafsik l'sheila, when he stop asking for rain, the erev ha-Pesach, Rashi says, Rav Yochanan again assumes that we stop on erev Pesach, posik nami lahaskara, so you stop also saying mashiva ruach on erev Pesach, because again, they must stop exactly at the same time. Dahachi mashiva makam shishol maskir, because that's what it sounds like it's saying, that whenever you ask, you mention, they go hand in hand to the same tefillah. That's only in the end time. So then the Gemara says, no, v'hatravayu idmar. But Rav Yochanan was saying that referring to both beginning and end, haschala v'hafsaka, beginning and end. Why? Because he says, yaschal ishol, when you begin to ask, dahayna b'chol shiachal ishol, when you begin asking on a whole day, which is a regular weekday, which is when you begin asking and saying the same talmudar. So that's also when you begin mashiva ruach. Pasuk milishol, when you stop asking and you stop saying the same talmudar, but erev Pesach and erev Pesach. Posuk milhaskel, that should be the exact moment, the exact tefillah, when you stop saying mashiva ruach. Alma, we see lo svir like Rav Yehuda. He doesn't pasuk like Rav Yehuda that we begin on the last day of Sukkot on Yontif. Because how can you begin saying mashiva ruach? That you can't begin the same talmudra on that day because it's Yontif. Hey, chemer halacha kamosus. How does he pass in, like Rav Yehuda? The mashiva ruach begins on the last day of Yontif. So we say, no, halan v'halahu. This is referring to us. This is referring to them. Meaning what? L'bnei Bavel, people living in Bavel, sheyesh lanu tfuah, that we have grain, uperes, basada, and fruits in the field, kol tishrei, throughout the month of Tishrei. So then, ein maskeren ad shiva v'marcheshvan. We only begin saying mashiva ruach on the seventh of marcheshvan. V'sham sholin and on that exact day, we'll begin asking the same as Saint Talamater. Because Rav Yochanan, as Rav Yochanan said, Mascha lahazkir, Mascha lishol, that we begin Mashiva Ruach and Saint Talamater on the exact same day. V'halahu, and the other statements of Rav Yochanan are referring to Levinei Eretz Yisrael, to the people living in Israel, the coats from Benisan, that they cut and harvest the grain in Nisan, V'osim v'tishrei, and bring it in Tishrei. So then, and it doesn't stay lying out as long as in Babel, therefore, Maskirin B'yom Tov HaAchron will begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, K'Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, D'Amar Vasi Alacha Kamoso, as Rav Vasi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Alacha is like him. So when did Rav Yochanan pass like Rabbi Yehuda? That was only for Eretz Yisrael, that we begin on the last day of Sukkot. And according to, and in Eretz Yisrael, in fact, we do not begin Mashiva Ruach on the same day as V'sein Talamater, because we begin Mashiva Ruach on Yontif, and we don't say V'sein Talamater on Yontif. And when did Rav Yochanan say they begin on the same date? That's only for Bavel, when they both begin on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan later on. So we say, B'dabra, what is the Dabra? A midbar, a wilderness, klomer basados, meaning the fields, that in Bavel we have our fruits and grains lying on the field longer. So Israel also, Isu Oli Regalim, they have the people going up to the Regalim, to Yerushalayim for the Regal, for the Yontif. Vim Yerdu Lehem Gesham, and Rashi says, if the rain will fall, Kasha Lehem Bechazir HaSan, will be difficult for them to return home. Ella, rather, Kiyom Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan say Halacha Kerv Yehuda, that Halacha Kerv Yehuda, Demat Yib Yontif Acharon, that we say Mashiv Ruach on the last day of Yontif, that's Bizman She'en Beis HaMegdash Kaim. That wasn't referring to the people in Bavel, it was referring even to Eretz Yisrael, but when the Beis HaMegdash no longer stood. V'laka Oli Regalim, and since there is no one traveling, so Maskir, you begin mentioning it earlier. And Kam Bezman Shev Beis HaMikdash Kaim, and the other statements of Yochanan, who say that everything begins at the same time, Mashiva Ruach and V'sein Talamatra, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash stood. D'ika Oli Regalim, there are people traveling, so therefore Eino Maskir Ad Zayin Baruch Hashem, so we only begin saying Mashiva Ruach when we begin saying V'sein Talamatra, meaning on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Four lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Va'anan, us, nowadays, we, the Islan Trey Yomi, we have 2 days of Yontif, right? We have Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We have 2 days of Yontif at the end of Sukkot. And presumably the reason why we have 2 days of Yontif is based on the fact that at least originally we weren't sure what day was declared as Rosh Chodesh, because El could be either 29 or 30 days. So we're not sure the date. So we keep 2 days because of a suffix. We'll see Rashi will explain a little more about that later on. So the Gemara says, we have 2 days of Yontif, the end of Sukkot, Hechi Avdinan. what do we do? When do we begin saying Mashiva Ruach? Amar Rav, Rav says, Matzcha b'musafin, you begin at Musaf on the first of the last days, Uposek b'mincha, but then you do not say it at Mincha on that day, Arvis v'shachars, nor at Marv or Shachars of the second day of the last days, the Chozer b'musafin, and then once again you begin at Musaf on the last day, the last of the 2 days, and continue on from there. Amr lehu Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, Pokuv Amrle La'aba, go tell Abba, which was a nickname or another name that Shmuel referred to Rav by. And he told Rav, Achar Shasiso Kodesh, once you've made the first of the last 2 days holy by saying Mashiva Ruach at Musaf, right, which is in other words, saying that today is the right day to say Mashiva Ruach, today is Shmini Atzeres, Taseu Chol, then you're going to go turn around and make it Chol, meaning at the next tefillah at Mincha, you're not going to say Mashiva Ruach. That's a contradiction within 1 day itself. That makes no sense. Ella, rather, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Matcha b'musaf, and you begin at Musaf on the first of the last 2 days. Uba Mincha, and you similarly say it at Mincha, but Uposek Arvis v'shachars, but then you do not say it at Marv or Shachars on the very last day, the Choser Maschel B'Musafin, and then once again, you begin saying at Musaf. So according to Shmuel, it is true, you begin and then stop, but you don't begin and stop within the same day, because we do not want a contradiction within 1 day itself. And finally, turn to the next page, and the top of the next Amud, Rav Amar, Rava said, Kevan Shehizchel Shuv Eino Posig. No, once you begin, presumably on the first of the last 2 days, like everyone else said, Shuv Eino Posek, you do not stop, which is what we do. Once you begin, you do not stop. The Chenam Rav Sheshis, and so Rav Sheshis said, Kevin Shehizchel Shuv Eino Posek, once you begin, say Mashiv Urach, you don't stop. Va'af Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav, who originally said you begin at Musaf and then stop at the next field of Mincha, even he retracted his opinion. The Amar of Chananel, Amar Rav, because Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Mona Esrim Ve'echad Yom, you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, Kederach Shemona Asar Yom in Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur, the same way you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. We'll see what that phrase means in Rashi. Umatcha, and from then on, meaning on day 22, on Shmini Atzeres, you begin saying Mashiva Ruach, the Kev and Shehizchel, Shuv Eino Posig, and once you begin, you don't stop. So you see that even Rav retracted his earlier opinion and changed his mind to say that once you begin, you do not stop. The Hilchos and Halacha is Kevin Shehizchel Shuv Eino Posik. Once you begin, you do not stop. And again, that is how we paskin. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Rashi, in the bottom of the previous Amud, 5 lines up, end of the line. Anand Isan Tre Yomi, we who have 2 days, Shnei Yom Tovim Acharonim, the 2 last days of Sukkot, Shmini Safek Shvi, that the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, but that's in doubt, possibly only the 7th day, and therefore it's not Yantiv. Utshi, and we keep the 9th day, Safek Shmini, because maybe that's really the 8th day. So the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amram Yantiv Acharon, Beza Mehematia, Rabbi Yehuda says we begin the last day of Sukkot, which day do we begin? Mascha b'musaf. So Rav says you begin a musaf of the first of the last 2 days. Shel Shmini on day 8, Safek Shvi, which is possibly only 7. Deshema Yantav Acharon, because since maybe this is the right day of the last day of Yantav, so you have to begin on that day at Musaf. Badu posik v'mincha, but you don't say that mincha. Why? Because Shema Shvi Cholhu, because maybe really it's the 7th day, and really it's a whole weekday. Ve'ein, and it's just a regular day of Chol Moed. Ve'ein zman haskara ad Musaf shel Machar, and therefore we shouldn't begin saying it until the next day of Musaf, so you don't say that mincha. Uposik nami ba'arvus v'shachars, and similarly you don't say that marav v'shachars shel tshi safek shmini of day 9, which is possibly day 8, meaning the 2nd day of the last 2 days. Then Shmuel responded la'aba, to go to Abba. Rashi says it means chaverai, my friend. It was a nickname that meant my friend that he called Rav. Say la'achar shasisu kodesh, once you've made the day holy, l'shmini safek shvi, day 8, which is possibly day 7, she's kartav al-gvurs kashem, that you mentioned mashiv aruach, kar Yehuda, Yantav Acharon, which is according to the Pinner of Yehuda, says you begin on the last day of Yantiv. So once you said Mashiv Aruach, and in other words said that this is the last day of Yantiv, Taseo Chol, can you go turn around and make it Chol, make it not Yantiv, Bitmiya? It's a question. the question, can you do that? Shemafsik b'mincha shel oso hayom, because you're stopping on mincha on that day itself. You're making a contradiction. The day itself, is the day holy or not? Is it yontiv or not? But even Shmuel says, uposik arvitz v'shachars, but you won't say that mar v'shachars of the next day of day 9, possibly day 8, meaning Simchas Torah. Delav hainu tfila shel oso hayom. So why does Shmuel allow for that contradiction, seemingly, that you begin Sima Shivarach and then you stop? Because that at least is not in the same day. It's not a contradiction within the same day. But to view different days differently, Shmuel doesn't think that's a problem. But continuing Rashi in the next Amud, Rav Amar Kevin Shehischa, once you've stopped on Shmini, Bishmini Suffix Shvi'i on 8, which is possibly only day 7, Shuvein Oposik, you no longer stop. Once you start, you keep going. Hadarbe, and Rav himself retracted his opinion, in my Amar Oposik, who, from what he said originally, that you stop. Why? Because we quote the name of Rav, that Monachaf Alfiyom, you count 21 days, and then begin on day 22, which is going to be Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi has two interpretations of what this means. What does that mean? Mi Rosh Hashanah ad Shmini, Safik Shvi'i Shel Chag. So you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, which is possibly only the 7th day of Sukkot. Kederech Shemona Mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim Yud Yom. The same way we count from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, 10 days. Why? What does that mean? Shemas Chalimnos Mi Yom Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah. That just like on Yom Kippur, which is the 10th day, we begin counting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So too, you count the 21 days beginning on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. U'ma'azkir mikan ve'elach, and from then on, you say Mashiv Aruach. V'zeu shema'azkir b'shemini safik shvi, and therefore you count on day 8, Shemini Atzeres, which is possibly only day 7 of Sukkot. Shu'chaf Beis, which is day 22, and you count 21 days, and then go start saying Mashiv Aruach on the next day, which is day 22. Shuv Eino Posik, and from then on, you don't stop saying it. And the reason why we begin counting from day 1 of Rosh Hashanah and not day 2 of Rosh Hashanah. Why? The reason why we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's not because we're really in doubt which is possibly the correct day of Rosh Hashanah. Because if we were really in doubt, maybe we should begin counting from day 2, because maybe day 2 is the right day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? The Lav Mishum Safik, Lav Mishum Safik, the Shema Ibru Lel. We're not in doubt of maybe El really was a full month and really had 30 days and not 29 days, which would throw off the calendar by a day. To Anan Bekian, the Kfir de Yarcha, we are experts in the establishment of the calendar of the moon. We know what's the right day. And the only reason why we keep 2 days is El Mishum de Minhag Avasini Biadeinu. Since, the Gemara says, that since originally when we set the calendar not based on a set calendar but based on witnesses, and then we would really be in doubt what day the witnesses would come. So in that time we had to keep 2 days. So too our minhag is to continue that minhag and keep 2 days. But really the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the correct day, and therefore just as Yom Kippur we don't keep 2 days and we count from day 1 of Rosh Hashanah, so too in terms of determining when we say Mashiva Ruach, we count from day 1 of Rosh Hashanah. Or Lishna Achrina, another explanation of Gemara, she says, is Munachaf Alef Yom Kederach Shemona. We count 21 days the same way we count 10 for Yom Kippur, meaning Klomar, meaning to say, that really referring to in the times of the Mishnah and the Beis Hamikdash when there wasn't a set calendar and witnesses would come and we'd be in doubt as the proper day. So Klomar meaning to say, Im Ibru Elo, so if they would add a day to Elo, and therefore, the correct day of Rosh Hashanah was really day 2 of Rosh Hashanah, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really day 30 of Elul, not day 1 of Tishrei. So, lo yachshov miyom harishon shel Rosh Hashanah chaf alf yom. You shouldn't count the 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Sheim ken, because if so, lo yimsu biyado elachaf, because then you'll really only be counting 20 days, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah doesn't count, because that was really part of Elul. The kalin biyom tov shvi'i, and you'll end up ending the count on not on Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day of Sukkot, but on the 7th day of Sukkot, meaning Hoshana Rabbah, Yom Netilas HaRabbah, the day we take the Rabbos. So don't count from the first day of Rosh Hashanah if Elul is full. Ela miyom shemaschilim limnos asar yamim lasos basir yom kippurim. Rather, the same day that we use to begin counting the 10 days to mark the 10 days for Yom Kippur, the yatschilimnos Be'elu, you should begin counting our 21 days on that day. Shebekach lo yitak, and in that way you won't make a mistake and begin from the wrong day of Rosh Hashanah. Shiyom HaKippurim Yom Echad, because Yom Kippur we only keep one day, we don't keep 2 days of Yom Kippur, Levad alone. And therefore Yom Kippur will always be based off of the correct day of Rosh Hashanah. V'yeda mehechan ischil limnos lo, and you'll be able to figure out from Yom Kippur the day they began counting, I mean which day is the correct day of Rosh Hashanah. U'biyom shekalin chaf aleph, and from that correct day you begin counting, and when you end 21 days, the hainu biyom tov acharon, which will end up being after the 21 days, the next day will be the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. So on that day, maschil lahazker, on that day you should begin counting, you should begin saying mashiv haruach. The kevet shehischil shuv eno posik. And again, once you begin saying mashiv haruach, you do not stop. As opposed to the earlier opinion of Rav and Shmuel said that you begin and stop. Here it's clear, Rav said, once you begin, you do not stop. And that's the halacha. We begin saying it on Shmini Atzeres. And once we begin saying it, we do not stop.